Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Sudbury Performance Group presents ABBA Gold, a 30th anniversary celebration, September 28th to October 7th. ABBA Gold was first released September 21, 1992. With more than 32 million sales worldwide, ABBA Gold has emerged as the group's all-time greatest success. As the second highest-selling album of all time in the UK, it has spent over 1,055 weeks on the official UK album chart, making it the longest-running album in the official albums chart top 100. Including 19 of ABBA's biggest hits, including Dancing Queen, Knowing Me, Knowing You, Take a Chance on Me, Mamma Mia, and The Winner Takes It All, to mention a few, it has become a staple amongst fans for three decades. Now, Sudbury Performance Group is bringing its own local flair to this catalogue with their own Dancing Queens. The show runs at Thornlow University Theatre September 28 through October 7. Ticket and showtime information is available online here. Night Owl Jazz Series, September 28. The Night Owl, a restaurant and lounge at 158 Elgin Street, hosts weekly live jazz music every Thursday. Guests from Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Winnipeg, and New York playing instruments such as the upright bass, guitar, trumpet, trombone, saxophone and keyboard are joined by local talent at the weekly events. Tickets are available through nightowl.vip or the Night Owl Facebook events page. Tickets are $20 and the show starts at 7 p.m. on September 28 as Elizabeth Shepherd, a classically trained pianist who turned to jazz through her love of old school hip-hop. Shepherd has been hailed as a jazz virtuoso with a pop sensibility, Real Detroit Weekly, and has been praised by critics worldwide for her compelling songwriting and soulful performances. Alongside Esperanza Spalding and Robert Glasper, she is part of the new wave of jazz-influenced musicians introducing this art form to a new generation of music fans. Nominated 6 times for the Juno Awards, the Canadian Grammy Awards, and twice for the Polaris Prize, she has released 7 widely acclaimed albums, featuring collaborations with musicians such as Lionel Luecke and British producer Nostalgia 77. Mad Violining Show, September 28. Sudbury is gearing up for a groundbreaking musical experience that will meld classical and rock music into a sensational fusion. On Thursday, September 28, music enthusiasts can witness this innovative performance by 2V+ at Place des Arts, featuring two accomplished violinists, Christina Masati and Melissa Schock, in a dynamic show titled Mad Violining. This extraordinary concert promises to be a mesmerizing journey through music history, seamlessly blending classical masterpieces with contemporary chart toppers. Masati and Schock, the talented violinists at the forefront of this electrifying spectacle, will be joined by a powerhouse band, each member playing a pivotal role in creating an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are available for purchase online here. Thrifty Thursdays at SWC, September 28. The Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, is running a monthly fundraiser aimed at helping women, girls, trans and non-binary individuals navigate violent and challenging life situations. Calling it Thrifty Thursdays, the SWC invites the community to join the cause by thrifting at their My Sister's Closet boutique. The fundraiser is the last Thursday of each month, with all proceeds going towards providing clients with basic needs items. The next event will be held on September 28 from 6 to 8 p.m. at SWC, located at 174 Douglas Street, Suite 201. Participants not only have a chance to support a crucial cause but also an opportunity to win a Starbucks prize pack valued at over $100. To participate in the Thrifty Thursday fundraiser or for more information about SWC and its initiatives, please visit the SWC website or contact Ray Ann Neville at ray-ann.neville@sudburywc.ca or call 705-673-1916, ext. 104. Behind the Curtain Gala Fundraiser. September 29th. Yes Theater, STC are holding a Broadway Star-Studded Gala Fundraiser this Friday, September 29th. A press release said the gala presents the opportunity for patrons to get behind the curtain and experience the theater like never before. Behind the curtain is a dinner, concert, art installation, silent auction and more. The concert features some of Broadway's best, including Stephen Anthony, Book of Mormon, Dear Evan Hansen, Sarah Farb, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and Garrett Healy, Dear Evan Hansen. The event begins at 6 p.m. at Sudbury Theater Center. Tickets cost $100 plus tax and a processing fee. Purchase tickets online here. Professional Wrestling. September 29th. Professional Wrestling is returning to Sudbury, this time at the historic Grand on Elgin Street on Friday, September 29th. The event kicks off with WWE, WWF Hall of Famer The Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart, who has a professional wrestling career spanning more than 40 years. The Mouth of the South will make his Sudbury debut and will be available for a meet and greet to VIP ticket holders from 6 to 7 p.m. Phone 249-360-6057 for tickets. Cavalcade of Colors. September 30th, October. 1. The Onapping Falls Lions Club hosts the 36th Annual Cavalcade of Colors event at the Dowling Leisure Center on September 30th and October 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. Halloween River Fun Run. September 30th. All witches and warlocks are invited to dress up and have some fun with this paddling event. Bring a paddleboard, kayak, canoe or any non-motorized float to the Wanapite boat launch. Donate canned food and be entered in a draw to win a prize. Event begins at 1 p.m. September 30th. More information is available online here. Quilt and Craft Sale. September 30th. The Lively Heritage Arts Guild presents its annual Quilt and Craft Sale Saturday, September 30th at Kinsman Hall in Lively. The event runs 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find unique items of quality hand-crafted by the group's members. This includes knitting, quilts, weaving, crafts, bags, jewelry and seasonal items. There will also be a silent auction. Admission is free. Artisans accept credit cards, cash and checks. Book release for The Mindful Forest. October 1st. Lifelong friends Julia Haddad, Alina Tassoni and Brittany Smith have come out with a kids' book about mindfulness called The Mindful Forest. A launch for the book takes place at Kivi Park Sunday, October 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event includes door prizes and mindfulness-based activities for kids. Books will be available for purchase. Event attendees can also enjoy the grounds of Kivi Park after stopping by the book launch. Run for the Cure. October 1st. The 32nd Annual Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure runs Sunday, October 1st. The Sudbury event takes place at Cambrian College, with the registration at 8 a.m., opening ceremonies at 8 a.m., and the run starting at 9:30 a.m. Taking place in 53 communities across the country, including Greater Sudbury, the Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure is Canada's largest single-day volunteer-led initiative in support of the breast cancer cause. The event raises funds for world-leading research and vitally important support programs to help people facing breast cancer live longer, fuller lives. Register online here. Brunch at St. Anne de Pins Parish Hall OCT. 1. The Knights of Columbus are putting on a brunch at the St. Anne de Pins Parish Hall in downtown Sudbury from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. October 1st. On the menu are eggs, pancakes, beans, ham, toast, sausages, fruit cocktail, tea, coffee and juice. Tickets cost $10 for adults. For children 12 and under, tickets cost $5 for the first child and other children in the family get in for free. Free parking in the Beach Street parking lot. Just mention to the attendant upon exiting that you were at the breakfast. You can also reserve homemade beans by calling Pierre B. at 705-918-4734 or Roger at 705-690-4032. Mahatma Gandhi's Birthday Celebration OCT. 2. The India-Canada Association of Sudbury celebrates the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi in the foyer of the main library at Laurentian University this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. The life and works of Gandhi will be honored and children and youth will speak on his impact. Space is limited to RSVP by September 30th to participate by contacting Niranjan Mishra at mishraj1@gmail.com. La Slague presents Au Bistro des Découvertes, October. 3. Not all great talents are great stars. Discovering them, despite their relative obscurity, is a keenly felt pleasure. We gain an appreciation for our environment, capable of offering such beautiful presences. We share the thrill of a brand new performance. We experience a moment of beautiful guidance that wants to do good, just by forging a link. It's in this spirit that La Slague invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. Our old hands on the music scene are well placed to make good musical acquaintances, and like us, the stars love to share their finds with their friends. So be one of their friends. Au Bistro des Découvertes, you'll come for the good atmosphere, the good food, the good music, the good company, all under the guidance of the evening's artist godparents, to create an intimate and convivial evening with their protégés. The event takes place at Place des Arts October 3rd at 5 p.m. The show, put on under the artistic direction of Dan Bedard, runs one Tuesday per month from September to December. Purchase tickets online here. Lighthouse Puppet Project OCT. 4. A team of Sudbury-based artists invite the public to the unveiling of a puppet project called Lighthouse at Sudbury Theatre Centre October 4. The captivating video combines the talents of puppet maker and puppeteer Dylan Gibson, photographer and cinematographer Jerry Kingsley, and singer-songwriter Edouard Landry. The story finds Ed, a daring puppet, exploring treacherous lands in search of enlightenment and truth. Through thunderstorms and shark-infested waters, Ed discovers that everyone's journey towards finding meaning and purpose is unique, and what brings fulfillment to one person may differ from another. Come join the team from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Steve's Encore Lounge at the STC for an interactive panel discussion to learn more about puppetry, the filming and music production process. A short performance and some behind-the-scenes footage will follow the Q&A. Stick around to chat about the potential for a future puppet-building workshop. Snacks and a cash bar will be available on site. Fall Colors Thanksgiving Walk, October 9th. Mark your calendar for the popular annual Fall Colors Thanksgiving Walk in the Minot Lake Oak Forest Lookout Park. The event will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving Monday, October 9th, starting from the parking lot at Minot Lake Place on Bancroft Drive, north shore of Minot Lake, corner of Lonsdale Avenue. As in previous years, Professor Peter Beckett, Chair of the Vegetation Enhancement Technical Advisory Committee, VETAC, will lead the approximately one-hour hike up into the Oak Forest, part of Rainbow Roots. People of all ages are welcome. Dogs are welcome on leash. Rubber-soled shoes are recommended. The walk will not take place if there is heavy rain. Sultans of String Concert, October 10th. Award-winning First Nations, Métis and Inuit artists will be performing with Juno Award nominees Sultans of String. Walking Through the Fire is a musical multimedia event unlike any other. From Métis fiddling to an East Coast kitchen party, rumba to rock, to the drumming of the Pacific Northwest, experience the beauty and diversity of music from Turtle Island, Canada with Alyssa Delbert-Sachuk of the Métis Fiddler Quartet, Ojibwe, Finnish singer-songwriter Mark Marilainen, Najiwan, and Coast TSMZN elder and singer-songwriter Shannon Thunderbird performing on stage, as well as virtual guests on the big screen, including Dr. Duke Redbird, the Northern Cree Pow-Wow Group, and more. The concert, presented by Café Heritage, takes place starting at 7 p.m. October 10th at College Boreal Sal Trisac. Purchase tickets online here. Saturday morning All-You-Can-Eat Cereal Party, Halloween Edition, October 14th and 28th. Sudbury Indie Cinema is chilled and thrilled to announce the Halloween edition of the Saturday Morning All-You-Can-Eat Cereal Cartoon Party. Kids today may not realize the significance of the Saturday morning ritual, but once upon a time, We had to wait a whole week to get our cartoon fix, and when we got it, we tended to binge. Well, welcome to the Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party, that special time when kids and kids at heart get to relive the exciting Saturday morning ritual of non-stop retro cartoons, and binge on the multicolored sugary cereals that used to be a part of every balanced breakfast. The cartoon lineup is always a mystery, but expect to see monsters, sci-fi, sleuths, superheroes and all kinds of 2D silliness, both faves and obscurities spanning the 50s through the 90s, all punctuated with vintage commercials, PSAs and station IDs for a three-hour trip down memory lane. So get ready for a sugar rush and an explosion of nostalgia all wrapped up in one candy-coated package. Event runs at 10 a.m. both October 14th and 28th. Tickets are available online here. 3 days event. October 14th. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee hosts a TD 3 days event in the Flour Mill on October 14th. Volunteers are need to help us plant 100 native trees and shrubs. The event goes from 1 to 4 p.m. at Claude Charbonneau Park, aka Percy Park. Event details and registration link. https://www.tdtreedays.com/n-ca/events/5234 Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven and Brahms October 14th Enjoy Beethoven's 7th Symphony and Brahms's Academic Festival Overture plus a fanfare written for Canada's sesquicentennial and some of Grieg's Peer Gynt suites. The SSO will be under the direction of William Rosen, one of the candidates vying to become the symphony's new music director. The performance takes place starting at 7 p.m. at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium. Purchase tickets online here. Guided Walking Mural Tour October 14th Grab your squad, slap on your best walking shoes, and prepare to be swept off your feet by Sudbury's new guided mural tours. Up Here Festival will be hosting guided mural tours once a month, every month, until October. Up Here's guided mural tours are the creme de la creme when it comes to discovering Sudbury's impressive urban art gallery. The next mural tours take place October 14th at noon. Reserve your spot for one of these colorful two-hour walking tours now. Tickets are priced at an accessible $15 per person. For further information and to book your spot, visit uphere.com/tours. Thomas Hellman presents Mythomane at Place des Arts October 14th His father is from Texas, his mother is from France and his performances are at the crossroads of cultures and art forms. In a genre-breaking performance that combines old-time storytelling, minimalist theater and a folk music concert, with multi-instrumentalist Olaf Gundel, Thomas Hellman brings to life some of the world's greatest stories, the classical myths of Western civilization, with a charming simplicity that makes them even more eternal. And as simple as that, you will learn the origins of everything, the universe, humans and gods, the passions that drive them and the destinies that await them. This show is presented through a collaboration by Centre Franco-Ontarien de Folklore, La Slague du Carrefour Francophone and Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Catch the show at Place des Arts at 8 p.m. October 14th. Purchase tickets online here. Walden Art Club Show and Sale October 14th-15 The Walden Art Club holds its Artists in Action 2023 Fall Show and Sale October 14th and 15th. The show runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, and is being held at the T.M. Davies Community Center, Walden Arena, in Lively. Admission is free. Refreshments will be available. Ennis Sisters Concert October 15th Newfoundland's Ennis Sisters will be visiting Sudbury before the snow flies for the first time in a while. The popular Atlantic Canada Celtic trio, renowned for their powerful voices and sweet harmonies, usually make a Nickel City stop with their Christmas show, but this fall they are making a rare October visit, alongside their pianist, Wade Tarling. The group hits the stage at Sheridan Auditorium at Sudbury Secondary School on October 15, which offers great sound and lighting, as well as comfortable seating, organizers said. Showtime is 7 p.m. with doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are available in person or online at Sudbury Theatre Centre. The show will consist of two sets of 45 minutes plus a 20-minute intermission and will end at approximately 9 to 15 p.m. Avian Cyborgs, exhibit at Art Gallery of Sudbury, runs until December 17. A show called Avian Cyborgs, exhibiting at the Art Gallery of Sudbury runs until December 17. Senior New Brunswick artist Terry Graff is not only the artist behind this project but the primary motivating force on the organization of the exhibition, Avian Cyborgs, The Art of Terry Graff, its circulation across the country, and the accompanying publication. In the 1970s, Graff began fusing images of ducks with machinery as a visual expression of the process of becoming modified or transformed for survival in a dystopian world. This exhibition of approximately 375 artworks features two principal series, Warbirds and the Pandemic Horror Series, as well as a marvelous selection of assemblage sculptures. Community Creek Cleanup, October 21. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee coordinates a public cleanup event with the Blue Community along a section of Junction Creek by the Real Canadian Superstore. Join us to help remove litter along the shoreline. Garbage bags and gloves will be provided along with refreshments. The even runs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., rain or shine, at the Real Canadian Superstore, 1485 LaSalle Boulevard. Meeting in the East Parking Lot by Junction Creek, map location, https://maps.app.gu.gl/uv5ckknas8s7 closing parenthesis. Please register. https://forms.office.com/r/zqsqrrcrwf Pierogies and cabbage rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.